But yeah, I'm reading Snoop's political views and stuff, and it's like, in 2012, Snoop Dogg endorsed Representative Ron Paul in the Republican presidential primary, but later said he would vote for Barack Obama in the general election. Blah, 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 vote for Obama. He gave 10 reasons to vote for Obama and 10 reasons not to vote for Mitt Romney. He's a white, can't say it, that motherfucker's name is Mitt, and he a hoe.
Oh, that's a quote. That's a real quote.
I know. He's so white.
It's like that Cat Williams joke where he's like, I'm not voting for anybody named Huckabee.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, that's funny. All right, let me go. He endorsed. He's very back and forth. You know, Snoop Dogg's smart with his shit.
He has cereal too. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. He's got those chips too. But like,
and he's helped put some people in the NFL, bro.
Dude, he's smart because he goes back and forth. So you can't tell what he is politically, which is good, I think, for a lot of celebrities today. Because it's like, in 2020, Snoop endorsed Joe Biden for president. And then in 2024, Snoop said that he had nothing but love and respect for Donald Trump. It's like, okay. He's very back and forth. All right, let me get to the criminal issues. All right, here we go. Right, I knew that one. I knew. Murder trial. All right, here we go. Okay. While recording Doggy Style in August 1993, why do they use this? How do you pronounce his actual last name? Is it Brodus?
Yeah.
Brodus was arrested and charged with first-degree murder in connection with the shooting death of Philip Waldermarium, a member of a rival gang, who was actually killed by Brodus's bodyguard, McKinley Lee, a.k.a. Malik. Brodus had been temporarily living in an apartment complex in the Palms neighborhood in the West Los Angeles region in the intersection of Vinton Avenue and Woodbine Street. You like it? That's how you pronounce it, right? Los Angeles? Los Santos. The location of the shooting. Both men were charged with murder as Brodus was purportedly driving the vehicle from which the gun was fired. Johnny Cochran defended him, which he also defended OJ. Both Brodus and his bodyguard were acquitted on February 20th, 1996. Okay. So, I mean, that one. Well, okay. So there's a lot of differences between the OJ one with that one.
It's so perfect. I would know how to say it. So,
Yeah, Johnny Cochran defended them. So, but the main difference is like they knew it was this guy. Soon after McKinley Lee, I guess, or Malik. But then the problem with, so like, oh, Snoop was innocent. Like, he is innocent. And then, but the problem with OJ is like, you know, I mean, you know, we could say he's innocent, but was he innocent? You know, we don't actually know. According to the law, though, he is an innocent man. So, and yeah, you gotta trust in our
legal system. Slapped her a couple times.
Huh?
I can believe he slapped her a couple times.
I slapped him.
I can't believe that he slapped her. Maybe once or twice.
Oh, well, I think they were having domestic.
Oh, he said she beat all him.
Well, didn't they? I was just reading about it. This is why I should get it back up. What am I doing reading about goddamn Snoop Dogg? Let me get. Here we go. Biography of OJ Simpson. Who was OJ Simpson? All right, here we'll get into this in a bit. Let me get off Snoop Dogg. And yeah, you can follow the whole fucking murder trial on YouTube. It's let me guess how many videos it is compiled up in chronological order. All right, 73. Chuck, do you have a guess?
Of the OJ Simpson thing?
Yeah, like the whole trial is on YouTube and it's compiled into a certain amount of videos.
Oh, that's got to be like three. It was that much.
Okay, and O'Shea, how many did you say again?
73.
Okay, so the number is 493. You got way off. Fucking a lot of videos. This was one of the most. This is they called this the trial of the century. It was one of the biggest things. People were watching. Were more interested in the OJ case than any like TV show on. They were like, oh my god. What Wait, happened today? The glove didn't fit. Did you hear about the glove? And people were like, oh, I heard about the glove.
They put it on TV?
Yeah. This was highly publicized. It was huge.
I mean, it was the 90s. I was too young to get
it. He was in there rapping. He's like, if you must have quit. Like, he was in there like making their prime and stuff. Johnny Tucker.
They were fucking funny. Chuck, where are you today?
Oh, I'm in the in my little DJ area. I had to unpack all my shit, man. I've been busy. I've been getting booked.
Hell yeah.
That's and my AirPods aren't even working.
Oh, they're not? I was going to say, you sound different than usual.
Yeah, what the fuck? I have my AirPods in. But they're not.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They're not blue goo goo. You know that sound? That blue goo goo?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're not blue goo goo. I think my shit dead.
Hold on. Sorry. I was actually just texting Jimmy. I think Jimmy is. Wait, I won't say this over the podcast. You know what? Let's go ahead and get started. I think
he's probably on baby leave or some shit.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get started. So let's hear that, intro music in 3, 2. Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
And welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I'm your host, Christian Mermer, Merms, Mermdog, whatever the fuck you want to call me. And to the bottom of my computer screen, we have with us our in-studio comedian, Topaz Kin, Chubbsway, DJ Chucky. How the hell are you doing today?
Yo, what's good? Goddamn AirPods, man. This is some bullshit. Now y'all going to be hearing all this background noise.
It doesn't sound bad. It's just like you are echoing a little bit. And it's not a bad echo. It's not like boo, boo, boo. Like you sound like you're talking almost like in a hallway.
Like there's a I am not in the hallway, but I mean.
But it's not bad. I don't hear a lot of background noise or anything. So it works.
Why are you not in the closet?
Yeah, get in the closet, damn it.
Yeah, I had the best acoustics in the closet.
Get in the goddamn closet.
But I had to get all my stuff unpacked because after I DJ a gig, I just fucking veg out. Like I just get out of the car and go.
You veg out?
Veg out. I just turn into a vegetable, dude. I go quiet and silent. I don't touch no gear. I don't unpack. I don't do none of that shit. I drive in silence. It's a depressing scene, but I'm really happy.
What's your fucking problem?
It's kind of happening
at these parties. He done did a Diddy party, man.
Yeah, it's a depressing thing. When you're done, DJ, like pouring into all these people and making them happy, it's a great feeling. Like I get a high off of it, but it's like
it drains you.
It's like drains your energy. Or it's like
You're like, I hope they were good people. I just entertained. You could have been entertaining a bunch of weirdos, man.
No, man. I have a streak, man. A 5-star streak on Google, on my Google reviews.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I know. And I like the videos you post. I think you are meant to do this. You were meant to be DJ Chucky.
Yeah. It sucks that I figured it out in my 30s.
I
just don't put no costume more.
I wore a costume Saturday.
What was the costume?
I'm talking about a gimmick. Like, don't wear no damn cape every day or something. I don't
know. Oh, I would do a James Brown cape. That would be dope.
What was the costume though?
It was a 1920s theme.
That's fine.
Yeah, I wore a costume again before in the 1980s. It was like an 80s theme. And so I wore like an Adidas suit and a Burberry bucket hat.
I think O'Shea was referring to like, you don't want to be like Daft Punk. Like you're always just in one of those costumes.
Wear a fucking a helmet or a mask.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be like that, I guess.
That. You know, I haven't made my own beats yet or remixing. I do think about it.
No, don't do that either.
wait. I gotta. This is so weird. I don't know why this came up. So I'm gonna refer this to O'Shea. But Chuck, can you look directly at the screen? How do you think he would look? How do you think Chuck would look, O'Shea, if he? I don't know why I was thinking this. If he shaved his mustache here and just left, you know, I don't want to say who's very famous for having that little spot.
No, I can see you guys a picture of. I have a picture of me looking.
He needs to go bald.
Delete that picture.
Why?
He'd be like 23% more handsome.
It's funny. I'm gonna search it.
I want it.
Can you Apple? Can you search mustache in photos? Let's see. I haven't done that yet. I've pushed Apple Photos to the limit and just like search for colors even. It was like green, blue. I pulled up everything with green and blue.
Yeah, I need to go through my Apple pictures because I have like a lot of nudes from different girls. So like I feel like
but you should share with your homies.
And my Apple Photos will bring up titties for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, here you go. Oh my God.
Type in titties.
All right. Well, while you look for that picture, I'm going to go ahead and introduce another amazing person we have with us today.
I can't believe the picture it pulled up. This fat girl with this guy with this cotton candy hair.
Why do you have that picture?
I don't know.
Why do you have a picture of a fat girl with cotton candy hair?
Your porn search history must be insane.
All right. Anyway, another amazing person we have with us, the top left of my computer screen, we have the man. Without him, none of this would have happened. Our king, our captain, O'Shea Ivy. How the hell are you doing today, buddy?
How you doing, mister?
I'm doing fantastic, man. On my way to see my young man right now.
Where you at?
Oh, you know, he lived with his mom. It's somebody out here now running around the trolley station without socks and shoes on. So it's a regular day in San Diego.
Yeah. Stay in that young man's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We just went to the beach last week.
That way he don't grow up and be gay.
No, seriously.
All right. Oh,
for real, bro. It's either that. Or this motherfucker, like, all right, I'm sorry, I got thrown off because I'm serious. There's somebody out here walking around with no socks and shoes on. They just walk past me.
after that.
I don't want him to be gay, and I don't want him to be a gangbanger. That would really creep me out.
Especially a gangbanger that just so happens to be gay.
You know, it's a popular. No, that's a thing. I seen he's on YouTube. Supposedly he's a gay crip from Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what happened? I know his life story.
Let's hear it.
So his mom and daddy, they made him. Right.
She just picked up the phone and hung it up. I'm sorry.
And then the mom and daddy got into a fight. She found out that the daddy wasn't shit. And then she said, fuck you, I'm an independent woman and stay away from us. Let me tell you, the daddy probably cheated on the mama. And then the mama said, stay away from us. Instead of stay away from me, she said, stay away from us. And then daddy's like, fuck you, bitch. And then now you got this young man in the streets and he eating other men's booty holes.
All right.
No, continue. This stupid ass
independent woman fucking mentality.
You know, I saw something.
You knew he wasn't shit. You should have took your birth control and you should have got the abortion when he said to get it.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Look, I saw something last week that this girl, she had got beat up, like jumped, because that's a way that people join gangs. And people were commenting and it was like, you can't get a train ran on you anymore. Like, why you want to get beat up?
Oh my God.
I didn't even know they still jump people into gangs.
Oh yeah.
Because ain't no more gangs. Who in charge now? Ain't nobody in charge.
In charge, even if it's like a splinter group, like a little small one now.
No, it's straight up here. It's straight up just blocks versus blocks. They be the same game. You got GDs versus GDs.
Bro, they literally are cousins.
The same. They really are the same game. Like, they cousins of each other, two blocks away. They beefing for no reason. Just because they two blocks. You got GDs versus GDs. And when I was growing up, they didn't have, it was still like that. It was parks against parks. You know what I mean? They all was claiming the same game, throwing up the same gang sign, but ain't nobody get jumped in. Ain't nobody get blessed.
Tell us about the gangs in Jersey. Tell about the gangs that were in your school.
Oh my God. Some rough stuff, man.
There we go. We got
that. Tell us about the Blackfoot gang.
The Blackfoot gang? What are you talking about? The closest thing to a gang at my high school were some of the just redneck guys that when you were seniors, you were allowed to park in the senior parking lot, and they always parked their trucks in the back of the lot and backed in. So their trucks were all just lined up. And if someone else parked a car back there that wasn't a truck, they got really upset about it. They didn't do anything about it, but they would just be like upset about it. That's my equivalent of the gang life.
I'm gonna say they flipped a car over or something.
No, they were just annoyed. they wasn't like they didn't do because you can't do anything. I mean, what were they gonna do? I mean, I don't know. So yeah, that was the equivalent of gang life at my high school. It was pretty much your regular old fashioned breakfast club. There was just different cliques, you know. That people hanging
you
out.
You did good in terms.
Wasn't gang. I didn't, you know, I feel like that's more associated with city life because there's way more people around and there's more emphasis on where you live in the city than in, you know, more rural places like where I grew up. So in like my high school was just like everyone was from around the same towns in this area that went to the high school. So it was like, I don't know. There wasn't territory or anything like that. It was just like, yeah, we go to High Point High School. It's like, all
right. I thought rednecks were in the same. Rednecks.
Oh, you can get rednecks everywhere. I grew up in North Jersey, is a very farmland place. And I, you know, when you were up here, I didn't show you all those areas. Believe it or not, I know from what you saw where I was when you visited me, like that's already kind of a small town. But where I grew up, like 30 minutes away was even like smaller. I remember my dad at one point, because it's Sussex County in New Jersey. I'll never forget. He said this. He said, when I was a kid, there is a point where there were more cows in Sussex County than people. Like
get out of here.
That's the kind of place it was. So yeah, there's a lot of like my buddy, Will, he's very country. Like, you know, he lives like on a farm. And like he wakes up every morning and he has his coffee and he sends us videos and he like drinks his coffee and he goes up to the cows and he's like petting cows and he's like, how are you doing this morning? Let's like, all right. And you would think if I just sent you that video, you would think it's somewhere in the South. And no, it's in North Jersey. It's 40 minutes away from New York City.
Well, what does he do when it snows? It just keeps him in the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. They go inside.
I'm proud of y'all.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's very
because that's a good community, man. Ain't no crime. I would love to be a police officer in that area.
Yeah, that's
I talk to a lot of people and when they're just like, you know, in between jobs or don't know where they want to be, I'm just like, just fucking be a cop in a small town.
Yeah, but they made a new rule. That's funny. I actually learned this the other day. So I'm not trying to sound like I'm super smart or anything. I just learned this the other day. I don't know if it's just for New Jersey, but I think a lot of states, they probably do this. Especially if you're joining the state police, you now in New Jersey, if you're joining the state police in New Jersey, you have to spend at least your first year or two in a place that's not nice, I should say, like not before you can get stationed anywhere else. So like if you're a statey, you have to like your first tour, I don't know what your first station, I don't know what you call it, is going to be in Patterson or Newark. And it's those areas are rougher than.
That makes sense. I'm not going to lie to you because when you start talking to people about being a cop and their first impression is, I don't want to be a cop. And people don't want to be cops because other people are assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want you. I dare IBF. LA.
Woo!
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking New Orleans or some shit like that. Let me be a fuck. I would never.
You would be the best cop ever. You'd be smiling, arresting people.
I would not be arresting people. That would be my problem, because I don't want to fuck.
That's a great question. Let's do that before we move on to one of our big topics today. Where do you each think, city-wise, what do you think if we all became state troopers, just of any state, what do you think the worst city to be stationed in, and danger-wise, would be anywhere in the U.S.?
Detroit, because them cops don't even fucking show up.
Detroit, okay. O'Shea, what are you thinking? You can agree, by the way.
I'm thinking, like, somewhere in South Carolina, some Charleston.
Charleston, I was just thinking Charleston.
Or maybe like Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Something where, like, just crazy ass shit happens.
You know what I was thinking?
San Antonio, Texas. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Baltimore.
What's rough in Baltimore?
I don't know. You ever watched The Wire? I watched The Wire, man. I watched all six seasons of The Wire. Or five,
They don't even have rappers come out of Baltimore.
What does that have to do?
Because, like, Baltimore has stolen music, which is house music that came from Chicago. What the fuck is in Baltimore that's so dangerous?
I heard it's just a rough city. I've actually never been to Baltimore.
I need to go.
I heard it's a rough city. What's the city in New Jersey that's supposed to be like one of the worst cities in the U.S.?
Yeah, Patterson.
No, not Patterson. Patterson could be rough too, but no, it's like near South.
Oh, Newark.
Not Newark. No, it starts with a Camden. It's Camden, right?
Oh shit, that's crazy. Baltimore shows up on the list of top 10 most dangerous cities.
Yeah, I heard Baltimore is really rough, especially right now.
Number one though is fucking Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit unfortunately always usually makes the number one in those lists. Detroit's been making number
Chicago
one worst
is
city to
number
live
10. I'm so proud of my city.
That I got number 10.
I'm so proud of us. We are number 10. Atlanta is number 9. And it's probably because a lot of gay rape happens.
Oh my God. What's with this gay stuff today? Can we stop? We're going to get canceled.
They have the highest rape, bro.
They probably rape a lot of booty.
All right. Anyway, speaking of booty holes, I don't know if that's a good segue or not. I don't think it is, but I, you know, at the time of this recording, we have some very, very sad news, probably for some listeners, maybe not for others, but our condolences and our respect go out to, of course, the late great O.J. Simpson has passed away.
Oh, really? Tell me some great things about O.J. Simpson.
So do you know what the Heisman Trophy is?
Yeah.
Did you know that he actually won the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, he won. Yo, he was throwing dope at football.
Did you?
Not only that, bro is a great escape artist. He's the first black man to murder a white woman. And publicly.
Whoa, hold on, slow your ropes. We got a whole episode here. Let's you know, edge our way in. Let's ease our way into the
let it be known.
The bigger topic here. Did you also know that he was on the Buffalo Bills for 10 years? How long was he on the Bills for? Now I gotta look that up. And then what team did he play for? He was on the 49ers afterwards, right?
I don't give a fuck. I don't know.
He's like, I don't fucking know. I thought someone would help me out here. Yes, and then also he was an actor, most famously in the comedy films, the Naked Gun films, which are actually really funny. And he was in all three of them, and he's pretty funny in them. He's kind of like the butt of the joke, kind of. He's always because those are like those goofy comedy films, like Airplane and like Epic Movie, that kind of, it's like Scary Movie, that kind of shit. So he's always the one that's like getting run over by like a car and just like gets up and then like a fucking piano falls on him. Like that's the kind of shit he's doing in the movie. There's this one scene, I think it's in the second Naked Gun movie, that's so funny. When I was a kid, I wish I could show it to you guys right now. But even as a kid, I thought it was the funniest thing. So like, because they're playing cops, you know, they're cops in the movie. So OJ's character, I forget his name, and the main guy, Leslie Nielsen, says like, you know, you got to add onto your gun because we got to, you know, put an attachment onto your gun before we raid this place. So OJ's like, all right, cool. And, you know, he's got a pistol. So at first you see him like put like the silencer on, like he's adding these attachments to the gun, and it keeps cutting back to different scenes. And then it cuts back to OJ. And now all of a sudden the pistol's turned into like a sniper rifle from all the attachments he's putting on. And then it cuts back to him again. And then now it's like a bazooka. And then it cuts back to him again. He's just like in a tank. It just all started from like a pistol.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Shut up.
That sounds like a Tubi movie. It really does sound
like Tubi. I fucking hate this guy.
I didn't even know OJ was a fucking actor. He acted in movies?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a it's not hard to act in those kinds of movies, I don't think. But I mean, you know. I mean, he wasn't like an Oscar winning actor, but he was in the Naked Gun movies, and he did funny scenes like that.
I didn't know OJ lived in Las Vegas. You know, it's weird though, because OJ looks like everybody in Vegas. That makes sense now.
He looks like everyone in Las Vegas? What do you mean?
Yes, he looks like everybody in Las Vegas. If you've been to Las Vegas and you look at recent, he just looks like a regular old black guy.
I get what he's saying, because OJ always wearing a shirt. Okay. Polo suit and golf shoes. He looks like, I know what you mean. He looks like a white man. He's like, I think that's what it is to me.
No shit. OJ played in like in 20, 30, 40 movies.
Yeah. Do you know what city he was born in? Do you know what city he was born in?
What city?
He was born in San Francisco. So he's a West Coast baby.
Yeah.
And at the age of 2, he contracted rickets, leaving him pigeon-toed and bow-legged. He had to wear a pair of shoes connected by an iron bar for a few hours almost every day until he was 5 years old.
And then, like Forrest Gump?
Is that?
Yeah, he was kind of like Forrest Gump.
Steve Austin.
Say that again?
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, he had to do that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Stone Cold, that's what he wore on his leg. When he was
no, you're fucking lying. It was just a knee brace.
There was no damn knee brace. He had this.
That was a knee brace.
Yes, that's the same. And you know what? Stone Cold made disabled people look so damn tough. Just coming out with those metal braces on his leg.
I just bought a Stone Cold shirt too, man. Stop fucking disrespecting that man.
Merms, look it up.
I'm not looking up. We're doing OJ Simpson today. We're not doing Stone Cold Steve Austin today. We'll do that in another episode.
I mean, why not? They're pretty much the same person.
Yeah, they're the same guy.
Yeah.
Next thing I want to move on to was his football career and stats. So Simpson first gained fame as a 2-time All-American halfback for the USC Trojans, setting NCAA records and winning the Heisman Trophy in 1968, my favorite fact about the man. The next year, Simpson joined the Buffalo Bills, I was right, pro team, but didn't excel until the offense was tailored to showcase his running. Nicknamed the Juice, Simpson topped 1,000 yards rushing over 5 consecutive years, 1972 to 1976, and led the NFL in that category 4 times. In 1970,
All right, let me tell you something about white people that I love.
Okay.
They took Reggie Bush went to USC, and they took his Heisman away because he apparently got some money from people. And they didn't take it away from OJ, who was an accused murderer of a white woman. I just love the politics, man.
Yeah, but the key word there is accused, never found guilty, which we will move on to here quite soon. In 1973, he became the first NFL player to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a single season. The running back also established league records, since broken, with his 23 touchdowns in 1975 and 273 rushing yards against the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day, 1976. He played for the Bills for one more season before being traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Simpson closed out his football career after playing the 1978 and 1979 seasons with his hometown team. In 1983 and 1985, respectively, Simpson was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'm proud of him.
There you go. There you
he
go.
Did his thing. He did his thing.
By the way, that's pretty much it. That's all the information we really have on OJ. After that, it's kind of vague. There's not a whole lot of info on him. There's some on his acting. Like, after retiring from professional football in 1979, Simpson moved on to a profitable career as a sportscaster and an actor. He had dabbled in acting while still an active athlete, notably playing a man framed for murder by the police in the 1974 movie The Klansman, which is...
Okay, what is it about white women? Do they really suck dick better than black women or something? Like, what's the longest you ever got your dick sucked?
I'm gonna say no by experience. No.
Yeah, I was also gonna disagree with that by experience.
Yeah, experience. If that is just 100% what the movie say.
It's like O'Shea. You know what? I'm gonna quote a comedian we saw. Remember when we were in Vegas with your dad and we saw Dion Cole?
Yeah.
He kind of made that.
We really are great friends.
Yeah, that was a great show, but that was one of my favorite comedy shows I've ever been to. I really liked that, by the way. Shout out to Dion Cole. But he had made that joke, and I don't think he specifically said it was a difference between white and black women, but like I think he could kind of tell. He was like alluding to it that like some of the, you know, the prissier women, I guess you can say, you know, suck it like a, like the little, like, oh, and then the little.
They're just more pleasant up front.
And it's just like, do, 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 like, you know, and they're playing around. Like,
white women not going to call you a faggot.
And he said, but then you get like the other girls, which I'm assuming he meant were black, that like reach around your and grab your ass and go, got. Like, he's like, yeah.
Oh, he said that's how big girls suck dick.
Yeah, that's the big girls. But I think, you know, I think he was.
I know. I love me one of them, boy.
He said, get to, don't make your big girl kneel down the floor. Get her an ottoman.
Hell yeah. I thought about getting one. That shit was fucking expensive.
God damn, get a throne. God damn, that one queen.
And then he said, what did he say? He was like, now none of you skinny girls out there try that at home. You'll dislocate your shoulder.
Out of New Year.
Oh, man.
I tell you by experience. Sweet God, I just wish I could just do it all over again.
Yeah. So Simpson later appeared in The Naked Gun, 1988, and its sequels, playing the dim-witted assistant detective alongside actors Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. The former athlete regularly appeared in TV commercials for the Hertz Rental Car Company, where he was seen leaping over luggage and other obstacles in an effort to catch a flight. Additionally, he worked as a commentator for Monday Night Football and the NFL on NBC.
And I really only knew OJ to play for the 49ers. I never thought about him playing in the Buffalo Bills.
Wow, that's weird. His career was with the Bills.
I didn't think the Buffalo Bills had anybody spectacular that played for them.
So now, you know, unfortunately, you know, because I'm sure some people might get upset if we don't talk about this. But then there was a, you know, later down the line, there was something big going on in O'Shea's life. There was a murder trial.
In O'Shea's life.
Or OJ's life. Sorry. O'Shea's life. OJ. I was looking at O'Shea and I said O'Shea. OJ's life. And yeah, there's a murder trial because someone murdered his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, some Goldman guy. All right. So let me ask you. Do you think he did it?
Black people don't commit crimes like that. Like wear a glove and stab a white woman.
Ask me after I do my research. I'm going to watch that YouTube video with all those videos. And then ask me then, because I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know too much about his motive. I don't even know what his motive was. I don't know too much about it.
That sounds like a white collar crime.
All I know is Johnny Cochran was his lawyer. And the man would rhyme and got him out of the crime. Because the glove don't fit, you must quit. And I know
no man is
chasing down in a white
11,000 yards.
That's it. Those were really the highlights of the whole thing. And that all I think us millennials probably know about it.
That's a good thing here, Chuck, because a great morning, we're here to learn with our listeners. So I don't mind reading some stuff, and I'm going to go ahead and start reading about the background of this trial and the trial. And I want you guys to go ahead and interrupt me if you have anything to say from what I'm reading, because otherwise I'll just keep on reading. Yeah. So here we go. Let's start here. Let me start up here. While still married to his first wife, who was Margaret L. Whitley, Simpson met 18-year-old waiter Nicole Brown. Their nearly 12-year age gap didn't deter their relationship. After several years of dating and living together, Simpson and Brown married in February 1985. She took the name Nicole Brown Simpson after their nuptials, and the couple had two children together, Sydney and Justin. Brown Simpson complained about her marriage to friends and family members, telling them that Simpson was physically abusive. Police were also called to their Los Angeles home multiple times. That included after a fight between the two on New Year's Eve in 1989. Brown Simpson was left with a split lip and bruises, including a black eye, and said her husband had threatened to kill her. The former football star later pleaded no contest to spousal battery, receiving 120 hours of community service, a $200 fine, and 2 years of probation. He was also sentenced to donate $500 to a domestic violence shelter for women. Simpson brushed off the incident in an interview with ESPN, noting, "We had a fight. We were both guilty. No one was hurt. It was no big deal, and we got on with our life." However, their life together didn't last. Brown Simpson filed for divorce in 1992, the settlement awarding her more than $430,000 and $10,000 per month in child support was finalized that October. Do we have any questions so far? Concerns? Comments? A lot of money right there. A lot of money. All right, moving on to the murder case and trial.
No.
Oh, okay.
I got something to say. I just looked it up. OJ's first wife was black.
Yeah, Margaret.
So now it makes sense. Yo, Margaret didn't get beat up. Margaret got that guac guac beat out. He went to that Christy woman, and she didn't do it. He got mad and frustrated. That makes sense. Now it makes sense. Yeah, he did that shit.
Okay, hold on. We'll read some more. Okay, so yeah. Far, here, and you know what? I'll write you down. You know, that'll be fun for this. Right now, I'll do... So I got Chuck. I'm writing down Chuck. And I'm writing down O'Shea. And we'll see how it goes after different segments here. Or after different readings. So far, Chuck is saying guilty.
He did that shit. Because let me tell you, that is frustrated. That's a frustrated motherfucker to think that you can upgrade it and you didn't. Mm. You are frustrated, mother. You are frustrated, goddamn. You think you upgraded and you didn't. You are frustrated. You feel stuck. And then you got to pay somebody $10,000 a month for child support in the goddamn 70s.
This was actually the 90s at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Chuck is saying he is guilty as of right now. O'Shea, do you have a verdict as of right now? Which, of course, can change. That's how we'll play this right now. You can say not guilty. You can say guilty, or you can say undecided as of yet.
Well, I will just say, man, I don't think.
Okay. Not guilty.
That sounds like hitman stuff. I think he maybe hired somebody to do it. That sounds a little unbelievable.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll read along.
Yeah, I would have.
We'll read more here in a minute, and we'll see if anyone changes there. So we got a guilty and a not guilty so far. So, murder case and trial. Here we go. Early on the morning of June 13th, 1994, Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, were found stabbed to death outside of her condominium in Los Angeles, Brentwood area. Authorities determined they had been murdered the previous night. After questioning the former NFLer, I don't know why I said that. After questioning the former NFLer, evidence led police to suspect Simpson of the murders. So the next part of what happened was the famous Bronco chase. Simpson was ordered to surrender by 11 a.m. on June 17th, but instead vanished. He was tracked down later that day when he made a call from his cell phone on the Santa Ana Freeway. The police pursued, leading to a nationally televised slow-speed chase of a white Ford Bronco belonging to ex-NFL player Al A.C. Cowlings, who was at the wheel while Simpson was in the back seat. Simpson finally surrendered voluntarily the evening of June 17th at his Brentwood mansion. Although he was found to be in possession of a gun, his passport, $9,000 in cash, and a disguise, he insisted that he wasn't running. Ahead of his criminal trial, Simpson pleaded absolutely, positively, 100% not guilty to the murder charges that July.
Yo, I just looked up this Ryan Goldman fellow. She was fucking it.
Apparently, they were, most people say they were just platonic friends, because they'd only known each other for a short period before that murder.
Look at this man. Look at this guy. Let me turn my camera. Look at this man.
I know. I was saying that to O'Shea before. Like, yeah, that's that picture of him.
Look at that smooth. He was small.
He was 10 years younger than her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice fellow. He was getting on cheats.
He was smashed. And let me tell you the theory now. I put this together. There we go. There it is. You got this smooth motherfucker here who's 10 years younger than OJ. Smash his wife, who he thought he upgraded from his previous wife, that he didn't. His wife now that he thought he upgraded with is giving what he thought he upgraded with this side motherfucker, this smooth motherfucker right here, all of those benefits, that right there that he thought he'd get. They gotta go. I'm just putting together the motive. I'm not agreeing to what he did, but I'm putting together the motive. That is a strong, that's, you want to kill that motherfucker. You know what I mean? You literally getting what I ain't getting.
You know? Conspiracy that he's Khloe Kardashian's dad.
Who, OJ Simpson?
Yeah.
We'll get more into that here in a second. So now we're starting with the criminal trial and dream team of lawyers. Simpson's criminal trial for the murders of his ex-wife and her friend, dubbed the Trial of the Century, commenced with opening statements on January 24th, 1995. The jury was sequestered for nearly 9 months, longer than any jury had been to date in California history. The high-profile murder suspect assembled a legal dream team of lawyers that reportedly cost him an estimated $50,000 a day. To cover the exorbitant expense, Simpson reportedly sold some of his football memorabilia. The dream team was headed by Johnny Cochran, along with Robert Kardashian, Robert Shapiro, Barry Scheck, Alan Dershowitz, and F. Lee Bailey. Lead prosecutor Marcia Clark appeared to have a strong case against Simpson, as a glove matching the one found near the dead bodies surfaced on Simpson's property, and DNA testing connected him to the bloodstains left behind. However, Simpson's lawyers successfully raised doubts about the handling of the evidence. Cochran famously dismissed the matching gloves in his closing statements, noting, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." On October 3rd, 1995, the jury found Simpson not guilty of either murder. It was one of the most watched events in television history, with 150 million people tuning in to hear the verdict. That's fucking nuts. Could you imagine you're standing there waiting to get told if you're guilty or not guilty of murder, and 150 million people are watching you?
I mean, if I did it, I did it.
$50,000 a day, though? Come on.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I mean, hey, I guess it worked out, because he got acquitted. And that was the first time also America heard the name Kardashian, which would become a household name after that. So that is that's the main gist of, then, you know, there's his later life stuff, but that's like the main. That's the main stuff for the trial, at least. But yes,
see,
I know.
If it wasn't for OJ, there would be no Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, because no one would really
her
care.
Her dad made that money off OJ to make her who she is. Yeah.
Yeah, so the name became somewhat famous after that. And then they found out the daughter. Did you hear that the daughter of that lawyer who defended OJ has a sex tape? And then that blew her up. And then before we knew it,
you know who the sex tape was with?
Huh?
Do you know who the sex tape was with?
Yeah, it was, I forget his name, but
Ray J.
If you say it, I'll be reminded.
The infamous Ray J.
Yeah, I've been saying, did y'all not hear me?
Ray J?
Yeah, Ray J.
Let me look this up. Kim Kardashian. America media personality and socialite. Let's look at her Wikipedia page. She's 43 years old. Paris Hilton, breakthrough. Yeah, Ray J. Who's Ray J?
He's Brandy's brother.
He's the man.
Yeah, and the man. But yeah, that's Brandy's brother. He made a couple songs though. But nothing.
Wow. So Kim Kardashian Superstar. That's what the video is called.
You can watch it.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
you're a liar.
I've never seen it. Now I want to watch it. Can we play it on the
He looks good.
Yeah, share the screen, bro. Share the screen.
Kim Kardashian Superstar. Superstar. Uncut, please and thank. I don't want to buy it on eBay. How do I get this? I don't know how to get it up. Should I look it up on Pornhub?
Metro is on Twitter.
Let me look up Pornhub.
It's not right on there.
Everyone, I'm going on Pornhub as we speak.
You can't find celebrities on there.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, there's 5 minutes of it on Pornhub. Let me see if I can play this into the mic for you guys. Here we are. Great morning. Listening to pornography. Oh, good. I got a Chatterbait ad. If anyone can see that. Chatterbait is up.
She looks so good.
Why isn't it playing? What happened? Oh, I turned my phone off. Sorry.
I'm proud of Ray J, man. He ain't famous, but he made somebody else famous.
Fucking Kim Kardashian. Jesus. Hey, man, this is an episode right here.
Can you guys hear it?
No.
I don't think we're supposed to hear it. I don't think that's okay.
Wow.
For the viewer's sake, just know we're viewing. All right.
Yeah, I want to get... let me fast forward a little bit. This is weird. Yeah, so she's currently sucking his penis. So just kidding in here. That's what's happening. Oh, and he just did one of these into the camera. He like threw his fist up and he's like, yeah. And she's really jerking it now. Two hands. And if I might say, good for him down there. That's all I'll say, sir. Good for him. Quite large. She's not sucking to the balls though. She's not doing any ball action.
She's weak, man. She doesn't look good.
She hasn't taken her bra off yet either. Oh, he's eating her pussy now. I see. Okay. He's eating her pussy. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Very nice.
Very good. Oh, and now he's fucking her from behind. Here, let me show you guys that. Look, there. Sliding it in. There he goes. And
this is all off the juice, man. Look at OJ work.
Damn. That's crazy, because of OJ. I got to see that.
This all because of OJ.
Yeah, if it wasn't because of OJ, nobody would have given a shit. That would have just been some lawyer's daughter that got fucked.
Well, now we got Kanye West's problem because of OJ.
Yeah, and then Pete Davidson was in there too.
And Reggie Bush. And Reggie Bush went to USC too.
Ooh?
Oh, because of OJ.
Yeah, so, I mean, the OJ case is very infamous and he just passed away the other day. I don't know. This is America. So you're innocent until proven guilty, and he was not proven guilty. So in the eyes of the law, he is not guilty of this. And now that he's gone, part of America feels like maybe we'll never know the true answer. You know, maybe we'll just never. Maybe that's just how it's supposed to be. Is sometimes you can't know the answer to some things.
What if he wrote a letter, man?
I don't. A letter about what?
Say what happened?
Like a deathbed confession?
Well, he wrote a book. He wrote a book. It was like, what if I did do this?
Yeah, like, it was like, if I did do it or something. Yeah. Yeah, he was very joking about it. He was a weird guy. And then there's that interview, too, with that lady's interviewing him. Like after the trial, and he's joking around, and she opens the door at one point, and he just comes out from behind the door, and he's pretending to like hold a knife, and he's like,
"Yeah."
She's like, "What?"
He was fucking weird.
He was what? Yeah. You got to find that video, but first I want to find this the full Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Yeah, good luck, man. I've never seen the full one. As a matter of fact, I remember a bootleg man was actually selling the VHS tape of it. Back when I was a kid, because I was a kid when all this happened.
Yeah.
But I do remember him selling the VHS.
You can buy it on eBay.
The VHS tape.
You know what? Let me look.
You better not buy it on eBay. I'd be mad. It's not worth it.
I got $10
from what we've seen. It was boring anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's more like one of those things that it's just to have it. I guess I think it's not really supposed to be. Oh, okay, here we go. Kim Kardashian Superstar featuring hip hop star Ray. Wait, actually, let me share my screen with you guys. What am I doing here? Let me share my fucking screen. Let me know once you can see this. There we go.
Wow, they actually have like an album cover for this.
Yeah.
Special collector's edition.
Yeah, there's like an uncut version too, I was reading. I think that's what this is.
$180?
$180. Ooh, it's DVD too. Congratulations.
It's a DVD. That is.
Somebody's gonna
this is all on Ray J. It's all
somebody gonna donkey.
Should we buy this as part of our Great Morning memorabilia?
Yeah, and we all gotta sign it.
Yeah, we'll all sign it. It's like, who the fuck signed it? Oh, that's the Great Morning crew. Yeah. This I've bought stupid stuff for Great Morning like this for around this price before. I bought one of the last Jimmy has it. He better still fucking have it somewhere. I bought him because we had a guest on one time who was talking about there was Ghettoopoly, like a version of Monopoly was like, yeah. And I found it on eBay and I bought it for Jimmy. And he better still have that. So maybe we'll buy this too. I don't think we should send this to Jimmy though, but I mean, we can send it to.
That would be funny.
That would be really funny, but I think it would
be in some shit.
It's featuring Hip Hop Store Special Collector's Edition, features two disc set, includes Vivid's 25th anniversary, 25 scene bonus disc, over 60 minutes of behind the scene footage. This is a pre-owned DVD, but is in great condition. No scratches or signs of use on the DVDs, and the case shows minimal wear. Please review all picks for condition before purchase. Next business.
Who the fuck is gonna want to watch this shit? It was the worst fucking sex thing ever.
Hello, Stephanie.
It looked boring.
It was boring. She sounded worse than a bitch from HBO Max After Dark. It was awful. Awful.
I never watched any of that either.
Stephanie, I'm glad you're here when we have like 5 minutes left.
All right. Hi, bye.
You don't have to leave.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. So we were talking. Well, Stephanie, just give you a quick here. Let me stop sharing this. Give you a quick update. We discussed OJ Simpson. And now I want to hear, I guess we're all doing background colors. So let me do, since we're talking about O'Shea, since we're talking about OJ, and he was born in San Fran, I'm going to be in front of the Golden Gate Bridge.
He killed Nicole.
You think he did?
He sure did. Because who else?
Yeah, dog. He did that shit.
He did it. He's like the first black person that got away with murdering a white person.
See, same thing I said.
I don't think that's true. That's probably not true.
It's definitely a fact because all of the evidence was pointing to this motherfucker and Robert Kardashian said, no, bitch. It was the invisible ghost of yesterday's past that killed Nicole. That's what happened. Because who had the motherfucking Michael Jackson fucking glove? Like who? Who planted that shit? Who came bursting in the motherfucking house with their motherfucking Bronco? No, that was him. That was him. Kardashian did a good motherfucking job and he did what he did. He protects criminals and that's what he did. And that's why OJ is dead now. And Nicole is definitely dragging his ass downstairs to hell. She's like, no, motherfucker, you belong with Queen Elizabeth because y'all planned.
Wow, all right.
Why Queen Elizabeth? What'd she do?
Because she fucking knew about the breaks. She knew that her son was gonna fucking kill Princess Diana because he wanted to be with that ugly Cal Miller hoe mistress, bitch.
How y'all know? How she know?
Because Princess Diana said it in her diary. She was like, first of all, she even said it in the interview. She's like, I'm not gonna ever be queen. These motherfuckers don't like how I give it up. They, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody. I like people with AIDS, bronchitis, everything. And like the fucking royals, they're like, don't touch me, don't even breathe. Because you don't even have a mask on. You fucking have tuberculosis. Don't come next to me. And Princess Diana's like, come, baby. give me a hug, give me love, come here. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
That's the funniest
thing ever said. They didn't like that. So they said, you know what, princess bitch, you gotta go. And Charles, he wanted to be with that ugly fucking Camilla bitch. And so, you know, he was never going to be able to be with Camilla unless Diana was dead, because he was never going to be able to do it because Princess Diana was still alive. He wasn't, like, she couldn't be in the picture in order for him to remarry. It's royal protocol. And that's what happened. And she said it. She was like, something's going to happen when my motherfucking breaks. And what happened? The bitch fucking died in a car accident. And she knew it. And the only reason why fucking Queen Elizabeth was like, let me fucking give a little statement. Princess Diana died. She just wanted the people to fucking feel bad. I'm like, oh, look, she really gave a fuck about Princess Diana. But now she didn't give a fuck. She just had to do it because, you know, because then she was, you know, she was going to lose her popular points. But that's what happened.
So you mean to tell me that Princess Diana was like, they going to kill me, and then she died?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. She knew. If you watch The Crown, they made a bullshit ass fucking scene like, yeah, Queen Elizabeth was really hurt because Princess Diana died. You know, all of that head bowing shit when Princess Diana's coffin passed, that was all for show. That wasn't because she respected her shit. It's because she wanted England to be like, oh, mira que linda. She broke royal protocol. A queen bowing her head to a princess could never, you know. But, you know, eso fue un show. Un show. That's what it was.
I love how we were originally talking about O.J. Simpson for like 45 minutes of this episode, and now we're talking about Queen Elizabeth.
But that's what happens when you get Stephanie started. No, and there's no time.
So here's the thing. So Stephanie and Chuck say he's guilty. O'Shea says he's not guilty. I guess I got to be either make this a tie or not. Here's my thoughts on
it. The motive is there.
Oh, yeah.
Be down with the juice.
Oh, there is definitely. There's a motive. There's substantial evidence. No, absolutely. I'm not denying
anything. I just read that after his daughter's recital, they went to go eat at a restaurant. And that's where she met that damn waiter, that smooth ass dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, yeah. I got motive. I will kill all you folks.
You see?
Here's my take on it. I have two takes. One is I feel like we should at least somewhat trust in our legal system. And that way, you know, if you're proven innocent, you're innocent. That's how I think it should be. I think there should be more cause for concern when we think someone was proven guilty when they really weren't guilty. So moving after that, though, here's another thing that I share in common with a joke that Louis C.K. once said. And that is, if you get away with murder, either like you murdered someone and no one ever suspected you of killing that person, then you die of old age and it's whatever, or an O.J. kind of situation, like they think it was you, but you get away with it in, you know, a trial, a court case. I think that's fine. That's my two cents. If you murder someone and you get away with it, that's okay. Like, good for you, honestly. That's what I kind of think.
What? That is the Christian white murmur thing for you to say.
Down with the juice.
I say,
you a lobbyist?
I say good for you. I would say the same thing for you, Stephanie. Like, if everyone's like, oh, Stephanie murdered this person, then you got away with it, I'd be like, good for Stephanie.
No, because if I did it, I did it. I'm going to be like, yeah, motherfucker, I did it. I don't need a fucking trial. I did it willingly. She pissed me the fuck off, so I killed the bitch. What the fuck do you want me to do? You heard me call 911 and say, yeah, I did it.
Fucking Punisher over here.
End of trial. Guilty.
Fucking Punisher.
Meditated murder.
Like, you gotta think about it. Like, murder is really hard to get away with, especially now. Like, not even thinking back then, but I mean, like, it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to get away with, especially when you are suspect number one. Like, I feel like, I don't know the percentage of it, but if someone told me 90% of trials when you're suspect number one, you get convicted, I would believe it. And he got away with it. He got away with it. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
$50,000
a day.
The system here is so fucking flawed that I personally, like, I don't trust the system here. The system is just fucking retarded, because how you can You can sexually assault somebody and get 5 years in one state and then sexually assault somebody in another state and get fucking life in prison. And it's just like, make that shit fucking make sense. Like, what is wrong with you in this state? Like I just don't get it. Like, it's
that's
so
the
weird.
State's prerogative. States have their own rules.
Yeah, it's a federal crime.
It's stupid.
Nah, ain't nobody got time for that shit. It should be all the same fucking thing, because that's why we all fucking United States, right? No. One shit, like one fucking thing, and that's it. No one is, no. Florida said you're gonna die because you fucking SA'd somebody. You're gonna die here in Wisconsin because you SA'd somebody, and that's it.
I mean, I agree with you on that specific charge. But I mean, you got to remember, you got to be careful, because like states, that's one of the things that's how they got the colonies into a union in the first place, is the states were allowed to have their own rights
back home. They
I don't care. I think there should be a statute of limitations on some shit like that any damn way.
Yeah, I mean,
30 years
for...
is too goddamn long. You've been dealing with it this long, bitch. Shut the fuck up. You know?
Yeah, now there's just certain shit that it's just like...
So really, tell your friends. So you just really look for money.
Yeah, nah. Ain't nobody got time for that. If you... Listen, fuck that. Fuck that. And if anything happens to me, I'm gonna have a written letter. Listen, I'm going to die because I said X, Y, and Z. And if it happens, just know that Joe the Joke did it, because I said what I said. I was standing on business, and now he don't like me, and now he's going to kill me. And if I die, I die. But just know that Joe the Joke did it, because I wrote it in my letter, because he knew that. Amen. I... Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well,
That's fine.
I think Great Morning did some good work here figuring out the OJ case.
Good lawyers, I'll tell you that much. You know,
I think we did some spectacular work. By the way, again, I want to remind everyone, I hate doing this, but I feel like I should again for this episode, that this is a comedy podcast. So please, everyone, relax. I'm really not looking forward to any upset or angry emails from this one.
Time to stop it. Take a Ritalin.
I wonder what Bruce Valansky has to say about this.
Oh my God. Yes. And he still has not emailed us back. Bruce Valansky, please tell us everything. You still got to answer those questions O'Shea and Stephanie and Chuck brought up to you so many episodes ago. And now please tell us your thoughts on the OJ case as well. So yeah, I think that's it. I think we covered it all. Stephanie, I'm sorry you came in late today. I wish we had more time with you. This probably would have been funny to hear. Yeah, I was reading OJ's biography beforehand. Yeah, and I think that's it. You know, unfortunately, it's that sad time of the podcast where we got to go around the horn here and give our last minute plugs. Stephanie, since you made that weird face, I'm going to let you go first. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm going to give my last minute plug. Madonna, wrap it the fuck up and stop trying to fucking go on tour and act like you a fucking spring chicken, because sis, you need to wrap it the fuck up. Stop it. All right. It's not giving anymore. You're not like a virgin in your 80s. You're like 70 years old trying to act like a fucking spring chicken. Stop it. All right. I love you, but stop it. And then everybody else, what are you doing? Yeah, but no, why? That's unacceptable.
Better why?
I don't know.
No. What? Okay, but anyway, so guys, listen to the motherfucking podcast, all right? Fucking follow me on Instagram and all of that shit. And I'm going to start putting up new fucking content, because people are attacking me and saying, where the fuck is my Great Morning videos? So you motherfuckers, I'm going to start doing my Great Morning videos again. Leave me the fuck alone. I love you guys under the same fucking breath. Okay.
Yeah. You got to
start. Have an amazing day. And it's April 14th. So get it together.
Yes. Get it together. All right. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for those last minute plugs. And my friend Chuck, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
Yeah, man, I appreciate the listening. And once again, man, this is all jokes. Okay? It's all jokes. Just laugh, okay? And if you ain't laughing, you know somebody that's gonna laugh, so send it to them. Get it shit.
Hell yeah. All right, thank you, Chuck, for those last-minute plugs. And of course, O'Shea Ivy, you got any last-minute plugs for listeners?
Man, shout out to Ray J. And just know that we dead serious, man. We down with the deuce, even if we ain't down with the deuce. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Johnny Cochran. Shout out to Khloe Kardashian. And y'all just eat your vegetables, man. Drink some water and be kind to one another.
Love it. Love those last minute plugs. Thank you so much, O'Shea. And of course, my last minute plugs are, you can follow Great Morning _ the podcast on Instagram. You can follow Great Morning underscore the podcast on TikTok. You can follow You Love Steph. You can follow DJ Chucky. You can follow Topazkin. You can follow O'Shea.iv on Instagram. You can follow Slightly Special two L's at the end on Instagram. You can follow Trip God Jimmy. That's TRYPGODJIMI on Instagram as well. And I think we got a big update for everyone here. All right. And we're going to be reaching out soon because our next special will be the 5-year anniversary spectacular, all right, of Great Morning. That is coming in May. It is a big one, so we need to start discussing soon, especially about what kind of theme we're thinking about doing this year. You know, we've been doing that every season since season two, obviously, because it's a year since we started, so we are looking forward to doing that again. But yes, that will be the next special on the way. May something. I know it's always May. I always forget the date. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let me get the date up real quick while I'm saying that. Or at least that's the date the episode will drop, I should say. We're probably going to record it beforehand. But anyone want to take a guess on which day in May it is before I say it? Because I'm looking for it.
23rd.
23rd, O'Shea said. All right.
The 23rd is my birthday. What are we doing?
The 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's my birthday.
The 23rd? Okay, but what day do you think the anniversary is? What is our anniversary? It's in May.
Do it on my birthday.
We can't do it on your birthday.
Why not?
Unless it is your birthday.
All right, so let's do it on my birthday.
If it is your birthday, I'm asking, just answer the fucking question, Stephanie. What day of the month of May do you think it is?
No, we can't do it. It's a Thursday.
Just tell. Fuck's sake, tell me, what day do you think it is?
The 25th.
The 25th. Okay, Chuck?
It's the 15th, dog.
All right, O'Shea was the closest. It is the 22nd of May. The 22nd. Right. So the day before your birthday, which is actually works out because we always drop our episodes on Wednesdays anyway, so we'll record it beforehand. That is fantastic. Yeah, and that will be our Great Morning 5-year anniversary spectacular. Very excited to go ahead and get started on that. But yes, that is the next big special update we have for you folks out there. But other than that, stay tuned. We got more guests coming soon, and we might even talk about more murder trials, who fuck knows. But that was, of course, our episode. Great Morning.
Great motherfucking morning.
Great 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 morning.